Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, what are those brochures you're looking at over there?
Oh, just some literature on vacation trips. I'm really hoping I'll be able to travel at some point this year. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, me too. Where were you thinking about visiting?
Well, the mountains of Poland look pretty good.
Okay, Patrick, how's everybody holding up at the Foster household?
You know, we're doing reasonably well. I will say that we have our youngest offspring home with us now because, you know, fanfare, she graduated from college in 3.5 semesters, so with a degree in biological science. So we're very happy about the fact that she did that and she's home. So kudos to the little one. Who's not little anymore. She's old. it's a weird time to have graduated in and, you know, kind of be looking for a job, but hopefully things will start to perk up. So we're doing good. It was great to have everyone here for the holidays, and we all got through it pretty safely, thanks to Zoom. And good. How about over at the Linehan household? Everybody hanging in there?
Yeah, everybody's getting by. I think everybody's getting kind of stir crazy. We want to get out of the house, you know?
Right. Yeah, definitely.
You know, Shadow gets his walks and his backyard time, so he at least gets that. But the rest of us, you know, we're pretty much
tough,
stuck in the house most of the time. And but we'll see, you know.
Well, I got to tell you, if you don't mind the cold, I've really been enjoying riding a bicycle. I try to get out and ride the bicycle for 45 minutes or so every day. It's nice.
You do that even in January?
I do.
Really?
I layer up. And I put my mask on and my helmet, and I just go. Actually, it's nice having a mask. It keeps your face warm while you're out there riding around.
Now, this is interesting to me because I like to ride my bike, and I used to be like pretty serious about it. But there was always a temperature cutoff where I wouldn't go, because the difference between running and cycling is about, you know, 10 to 15 degrees in terms of comfort level.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going so much faster that, you know, it's cooler. It's great in the summer because, you know, of that. But once it gets to a certain temperature, it just gets too cold. So I'm surprised that you do that. It's good. You're a stronger man than I.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm one of those, you know, we may have talked about this, and not to go off on a tangent, because we are talking best of 2020 music. But I'm always the person in our home who's too warm. Like, I'm always too warm. Like, can we turn the air conditioner on or turn the damn heat down? And everybody else is freezing. So I've always, you know, never been really that much bothered by the cold. And I've got all these clothes nowadays from, you know, standing on the soccer sidelines in all weather. So you get the Under Armour, you know, layers and stuff like that. It doesn't bother me. I actually kind of enjoy it. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So I try to get out there, and, lots of other people out there riding their bikes. I'm not one of those, you know, bike clothes guys that you see out there with the shoes and the spikes and, you know, the Cezano bike suit.
No. Me neither. I never got
just like to pedal around
that far. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, I tell you, the family got me a bike lock for Christmas. So I can pedal up to some of our local merchants if I need to pick something up.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah. So cool. Happy about that.
All right. So
am I still talking?
So this show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Hey, while we're talking about podcasting now and by means of introducing ourselves, I would like to give a quick little shout out to our friend Mike Snyder, because he just took over he and another co-host just took over the podcast Talking Tech.
Oh, great.
For USA Today. And
fabulous.
So, and that, like ours, I believe, is also a daily podcast. So, check that out. It's Mike Snyder and Brett Molina are the new hosts of that. And we love Mike. And so, you know, if you're into technology, at all personal technology, go check that out. Give Mike some support.
Oh, that's great. That's exciting news. And Brett's a good guy too. So
he really is.
I'm excited about that. That'll be fun. I'll have to subscribe and listen to that when I can. So great for you, Mike.
I don't know Brett super well, but I will tell you that whenever I do like a like a drunk tweet where I go off on something about how Blur is better than Oasis. He always likes it. He always hits the like on that. So that's all I know about. That's one thing I know about Brett is
that's a pretty good thing. Yeah.
He like guy prefers Blur to Oasis. So, nice. Okay. Where was I going here? Let's get back to the 2020 listener favorites.
Sure.
And we're going to do three calls today. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Here is call number one.
Hello again. It's Peter Nordgren coming to you from the south shore of Lake Superior in beautiful Cornucopia, Wisconsin, with my album pick for 2020. I gave some real thought about what would be an album that would characterize the 2020 experience this year. It seemed to me that it would be an album that would involve people of color, it would involve women, and most importantly, it would be an album that was made at home. There were a number of albums that fit those criteria, and I'm happy to say that I found one that I thought was special. This album ticked all of those boxes, and additionally, it was an album that was made in a garage at home. It was also an album that brought back an R&B sound that has been missing for a few years, and had a little bit of a flavor of Marvin Gaye. And that's always a good thing. So my album pick for 2020 is the album Ungodly Hour by Chloe and Halle. Thanks, Rockin' the Suburbs fans, for all you do for my music listening. And thank you, Jim and Patrick, and all the interns, Mary, Matt, Sammy, Sam, for keeping the music coming. I'll keep listening here in Cornucopia. And you, please, keep on rocking.
All right. Just your favorite place, Cornucopia, Wisconsin, Patrick.
So nice to hear from Peter. It does me good when times get stressful to think of a tranquil place like Cornucopia. I mean, I've only looked at it on Google Maps, but it looks great. And Peter was kind enough at one point to send along some really nice merch, a T-shirt that I love, and a couple of postcards and things that he sent to us. So definitely holds an idyllic place in my heart, and obviously even up there, you know, you can't help be affected by the events of this year, and obviously it sounds like Peter was really wired into it. That's a very eloquent way to put it, in a cool way to approach picking an album of the year. So kudos to you, Peter, and so glad you're still out there listening and doing okay.
Yep. And it's so funny. We're just talking about riding your bike even through the winter because I remember I still wear quite often the Cornucopia T-shirt that Peter sent me, and it says "Go outside and do things."
That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Cornucopia, Wisconsin. So there you go.
Now I don't know if I'd have the skin to ride a bike in the winter in Cornucopia, or even be able to. But
on the shores of Lake Superior,
that's right.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
Here in Northern Virginia. Can get away with it on occasion.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know anything about this artist. This is really cool. The album is Ungodly Hour, Chloe and Halle. And it looks to me like the song we want to hear is called Do It.
Yeah, I beat my face, moving fast, cause I'm Uber on the way. Taking pictures, make sure you can see no less. That week secure like the money in a safe. I look like it. Cause some nights be better with you. It's a hope we slowly kind of mood. And tonight we on 100. No trouble, no baby. My boss keeping it cute. At home, I'm on my sneaker game. He say, where you from? Tell him out of space. Cause the back, the only thing I'm trying to chase. I'm in my head. Just tell the DJ, press play, rewind, keep it.
All right, there you go, Chloe and Hallie.
Beautiful. Great stuff. Definitely hear the influence of Destiny's Child and just doing a quick search. It's interesting to see that Beyonce has actually been their mentor. So the sisters, Chloe and Hallie, very cool. Like that sound a lot. And again, Peter's reasoning behind that, so solid. And that's a really, really good choice. I really like that.
Yeah, I'm in, man. They have 4 million monthly listeners on Spotify, so
not bad.
The fact that I don't know them doesn't mean anything.
I know,
right?
Not a thing at all. I know. What are we doing?
But I appreciate it. Just goes to show you how much music is out there, and that you can totally miss something entirely. But then somebody brings it to your attention. So that's
power of the pod.
That's the way it works. Okay, what do we have here? All right, this is Greg from Poland. Not exciting?
Yes, all right. It's fantastic.
Hello, Jim and Patrick. Hello, all listeners. I hope you are doing well after Christmas time, after New Year's. Number one, Gold Records by Bill Callahan. What can I say here about this album? Deeply personal record meet my deeply personal reception. First songs came to me during my beautiful Italian holidays and another one by one in September. All of them was absolutely amazing in terms of lyrics and very simple music. It's amazing. Our album, I heard that it was recorded in 1 week. So, wow. I thought that after Wonderful Shepherd in Shepskin West, we will be waiting for the new record for the next 5 or 6 years. So it's great surprise that a new album came in a year after previous masterpiece. In terms of songs, my number one, according me and according my Spotify, it's Dead Billie Jean by Blitzen Trapper. Guys, what I can add here? On my long list, there are plenty of titles I got to know from your podcast, from your and all listeners' picks. So I am really thankful for all these episodes in last year, which gave me a lot of new music. Okay, and one thing at the end, from your Eastern European contingent listener. We have a beers in Poland, not only in Zoo, but in two places in our mountains. It's a south part of Poland. The first place is Tatras Mountains, the highest mountains in Poland, and also in Bieszczady Mountains, the most beautiful and widest part of Poland. We have beers there. So, if you are looking for a good places for hiking, I recommend you absolutely Bieszczady Mountains in Poland. And this is a really place where you can meet Carpathian brown bear. Thank you. That's all for me. Wish you very good 2021 and all the best from Poland. Bye.
All right. That's Greg from Poland.
Awesome to hear from Greg. So happy he's part of our community now.
I know.
It was one of the greatest things that happened in 2020. And
for sure.
I think it all started out when he called in with his new music picks. But Jim, Bears.
I know. But I think he misunderstood one thing. First of all, I so appreciate you giving me not only, you know, just a yes or no answer, but like, you know, real details on the geography of Poland. Amazing. And where the Bears live. But I wouldn't want to go hiking where they are. The whole idea of knowing where the Bears are is to not go.
Stay away from
where they are. That's right. That's right. Not go to those places. Avoid those places. So, but I appreciate it. Yes. As you said, it warms my heart to know that we have a listener who seems to be a really big music fan himself in Poland. You know, it's just mm-hmm. so great. It's who would have ever thought?
Exactly. Yeah. The world still can turn up some magical surprises. And you know, I sort of ran into, well, not sort of, I did run into an old friend of mine who I hadn't seen in several years, not long ago, actually, when I was getting ready to go into the post office here in Falls Church. And he said, what have you been doing? And I'm like, well, I don't know, you know, this and that. And of course, been doing this podcast, you know, and he's like, oh, you're still doing that, huh? And I'm like, yeah, have you checked it out, right? And he's like, yeah, yeah. You do a lot of 80s stuff, right? And I was just like, no, but I got kind of a giggle out of that. So yes. He obviously hasn't listened to it very closely. But, you know, I think what Greg said goes triple for me. Just hitting on how much cool new music, just as we just did, you know, with Chloe and Hallie, you know, learning about something you haven't heard about, which is great. And I'm so glad that we'll get just a moment to talk a little bit about Bill Callahan. I know we've mentioned him a little bit, but
talk about this. The new album in 2020 was Gold Record, Bill Callahan. And I think we discussed
a
little
record.
Bit, but go on.
A little bit. Yeah. And I mean, you know, I think first of all, you know, it's like calling your album number one record. It's cheeky and it's cool.
Right.
But Bill has, you know, been out there for more than 30 years now, doing his own thing, kind of following his own muse, following his own path in kind of a low key way. And he's one of those guys that's kind of a hero to me in the sense that he really has just been focused on creating his art, and anything else that kind of happens around him has sort of happened, you know. And he's definitely done touring, and he's put out records on Drag City and, you know, a whole bunch of labels. But really, it's just the creation of that art and the following of his muse that he's focused on. And to me, that's, I don't know, it's one of the most important things I think you can achieve if you're a creative person. And he's done that. And there's a whole universe out there of Smog and Bill Callahan records. Now, I'll say this, you know, it's not like listening to the Super Furry Animals or a band that dabbles in 80 million different styles, you know, from the beginning of their career to the end. I mean, he's sort of carved out an artistic style, and he's worked on variations of that over and over. And that's to me is really, really important. I mean, it's like if you find an author that you like, you're going to read every one of their books and appreciate the subtleties and the variations they create off of their, you know, their main style. I mean, I think of an author like Cormac McCarthy, who writes about, you know, very similar themes, but it's so enjoyable to find all these variations. And I think Greg summed it up really well. It's introspective, it's intense. And I first listened to it because there's a song on it called Rye Cooter. So
that's right.
That's what got me into it. So, but yeah, it's another, you know, we've said this before, it's another great Bill Callahan record, whether it's Smog or under his own
right.
name.
And 1 year after his last album, which apparently is unusual for him, right?
It is. Yeah. He definitely tend to work a little slower. And you know, I don't know what effect maybe the lockdown had in this. I really don't know the backstory, but I'm just glad to have it out there.
Yes. Okay. Well, if you want, we could play that song, Rye Cooter, or I have another idea, but what do you like here? Is that what
you're... let's go with your idea, because that's probably the one I've listened to the most.
I'm just picking this purely on song title, all right?
Okay,
but I gotta go with a song called The Mackenzies.
Perfect.
My car broke down in front of my house. I was turning it over and over when an older man came running out. said, don't you do that, son. You'll only make it worse. I'll call my buddy Koji. He can fix anything, and he owes me. And my, just look at the time. It's almost beer 30. You must be thirsty. Come on inside with me. Join the family. Inside it seemed a place had already been laid for me. We never met before, despite living next door.
See, I'm the type. All right, there you go. A story song.
Beautiful stuff, yeah. And who can't relate living in the suburbs?
That's right.
To something like that, yeah. Beautiful stuff. And I think there are people that hold Bill's work in, you know, the same sort of esteem as somebody like Justin Townes Earl, or, you know, Townes Van Zandt, you know, somebody who worked a kind of a theme and you know, may have not been as appreciated as they were in their time. But Bill's still here, so you can still go out and get all these albums and hopefully sometime this year see him play.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay. All right. Greg also mentioned his song of the year is Dead Billie Jean by Blitz and Trapper. We had Eric Early from Blitz and Trapper on the show in 2020, so go check out that interview. And we played a bit of that song then, so why don't we save that for today's playout? That's what
sounds good.
Okay, let's move on to caller number three.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Patrick. This is Walt Falconer calling you from the Falcon's Nest for my pick of the year for 2020. But before we do that, I just wanted to say on behalf of myself, Bernie Sparrow, Jeremy Wren, Nigel Owl, J.L. Siegel, Jamie the Finch, and the rest of the flock here in the Falcon's Nest, I wanted to thank you guys for the what you guys do for us every day. I don't think you really realize that the service you provide us. When I say us, I'm meaning all the listeners of Rock in the Suburbs, because you know, I think you guys are very well aware there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of pressures. All of our lives are upside down. And to be able to spend 30 minutes just listening to your content, listening to the music that we love, just provides a nice escape for us. You guys are a cologne of calmness for us. You're a perfume of peacefulness that I don't want that to go unnoticed. And I know it's hard for you guys to put together the content, but you do it, you know, very well every single day. And I don't think we take enough time to sit there and tell you our appreciation for what you guys do every day. So again, thank you on behalf of the entire flock in the Falcon's Nest. And also thank you for the interns, intern Matt, intern Mary, intern Sam, intern Samantha. You guys also, I know you're the backbone and you guys have lives and other jobs to attend to, but you guys do a really excellent job, really clever, really really good work that you guys do. So again, thank you. This time out, I think I'm just going to have an album of the year. There's been a lot of really good albums, in fact, a lot of really great albums, but I want to focus on one album in particular that really caught my ear and actually my heart. And that album is by the Bye Bye Blackbirds, and it's called Boxer at Rest. Again, Bye Bye Blackbirds, Boxer at Rest. Couple reasons why I want to call this one out. One is it's a great album. It's a great power pop album. There's hints of R.E.M., there's hints of Everly Brothers, there's hints of Big Star, just a lot of really good power pop, and as you guys kind of know, I'm on a power pop binge of late. But the other reason I wanted to call this out is because probably no other profession has been hit as hard as musicians have been hit. And this particular record I picked up on Bandcamp, and it was a it was a find that I want to say I looked on Bandcamp because of a suggestion that one of you guys had, and it's a great source that the proceeds go right to the artist. So any time I can get an album, I go on Bandcamp. But the nice thing about it is I went on Bandcamp, ordered actually three albums by the Bye Bye Blackbirds, including this latest one. And the lead singer and main songwriter, Bradley Scott, sent a picture via Instagram of him mailing the records to me. So walking down the street on his way to the post office, dropping the records off on their way to me. So I really like that home touch, and it really you know brought home that delivery mechanism between me, the listener here, and the artist. I think is really great. And this album was interesting because the guitar player Lenny Gill had some heart problems, so they had recorded a lot of the guitar parts but hadn't completed the album. And so it kind of sat on a shelf until he recovered from his heart problems. And then they went in and dubbed some additional parts and went into the studio and finished the album in 2020. There's a lot of really great songs on here. I really love You Are All Light is a really good lead-off track. But my favorite is If It Gets Light. I mean, it's probably about a 7-minute song, but the lyrics are great, the vocals are great, the production value is great. It's almost like an REM song where you can actually understand the words. It's a really good song, and a little bit on the jangle pop side, and the guitar work on this song is really great. So again, the song is If It Gets Light. So if you have a chance to pick this album up, it's called Boxer at Rest by Bye Bye Blackbirds. So let's roll it into 2021. And the folks here in the Falcon's Nest will be ready to roll. And you guys have a great new year, and we appreciate everything you do each and every day. So talk to you very soon. Bye.
All right, there you go, from Walt Falconer.
Thank you, Walt. It really means a lot to hear you say that. And you know, I want to say thank you to our interns for how hard they worked in the last year. They do have, as Walt said, jobs and lives and all kinds of stuff. And they really put a lot into it. And it means so much to us. And as hard as they work, Jim, you know, you work just as hard, if not harder, to keep this thing going. And I just kind of sit around and crack wise. And I appreciate all the work you guys do. And I really appreciate Walt phrasing that the way he did. I mean, that's kind of what we're going for. We want to make sure that, you know, we offer something that will focus on music and you know, just for a little bit, take you away from everything and let you know that there are a lot of people out there, you know, that dig music as obsessively as you do. And you're safe here with us during that time. And I'm also glad, Jim, that Walt mentioned Jimmy DeFinch, because I'd like to get in touch with him. He put $500 down on an NFL game with me, and I still haven't seen that money, and suddenly he's not answering his phone. So if Jimmy DeFinch could get in touch with me, I'd appreciate it. I don't want to have to send anybody out there to mess up his wing.
Yeah, somehow he just kind of flew away, right?
Been kind of tough to get him. He's like in the top of the trees now. Yeah. I can't get up there.
Yeah, okay. Where was I here? Let's see. So the band he talked about is the Bye Bye Blackbirds, another bird-related
band.
The album from 2020 is Boxer at Rest. And,
cool name, yeah.
Yeah, and the song that he thought we should showcase is called If It Gets Light. Okay, the Bye Bye Blackbirds. That sounds like some good, I don't know, to me, it sounds like kind of, you know, bar rock, barroom sort of rock and roll, right?
Yeah, mixed with a little power pop in there for sure. I liked it a lot. I mean, I like anything that's constructed with those simplistic things and has kind of a tough guitar to it as well. And man, Walt definitely has been on a power pop jag. So very cool. And I love that story about the band actually posting on Instagram that they were dropping something off. That is so cool. That really is great.
That's really great. You know,
it is, man.
It's amazing.
Yeah, good side of social media.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how you can connect directly with these artists.
Yeah,
today.
I know. It is. It's
to
so
that
cool.
level, right?
Yeah, amazing. And I'll tell you, you know, as Walt said, Bandcamp does facilitate that kind of connection. I mean, it goes right to the artist, and they deal with it. And, you know, Bandcamp takes a percentage to keep their amazing platform running. But, hey, it's a win-win all the way around. And,
totally agree.
That story is great.
Totally great. Okay. All right. Thanks, Walt. We do appreciate it. And one of the highlights that we have every month when we do our new music, monthly new music series is, you know, Walt makes these great calls and very
amazing
detailed
stuff.
And, you know, turns us on to a lot of stuff that would otherwise be under the radar. So,
man, he works hard. And so, man, I don't know what's going to happen next time when if he's digging deeper into Bandcamp. We could really be in for some cool surprises. So
that's right.
That's going to be fun. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Let's get out of here. We'll do some more calls. We have more lined up for tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And I think that's about it for today. Yep. So,
yeah, thanks all.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Born on the 4th of July. No question who the mother was, but the father's on the lamb. Playing the spoons and grand piano in a family band. Across the lake hanging. I was 6 feet under playing bones with Brian Jones and Jim. Cause there's a right way and a wrong way here to die. He's written into us before, but I think that's the first time we hear his voice. Mm. Or no, maybe, no, I take that back. That's not true. Cut that out. All right, I'm just going to hit play and shut up now.